Chapter 4. The Ville. On July 28, 2010, Rick Pitino was called to the witness stand in a criminal trial at the federal courthouse in downtown Louisville. He was not the defendant, but his central role in the tawdry case was humiliating to him. Pitino was just about a decade into his stay in the city and beloved. The wisecracking Armani dress coach brought a taste of New York to Louisville. A sense that it was more than just a mid-sized city in Kentucky, separated from Indiana by the Ohio River, and his games at the Gleaming Yum Center, with its bourbon bars and luxury boxes, were as much about glitz as basketball. Louisville is bigger in population than several cities with NBA teams, and there had long been a hope in town that it could attract a franchise. With Pitino, that desire became less urgent. "They were our pro team," Jonathan Blue, a former university trustee, said. The Yum Center was an NBA-like experience. The defendant in the trial was Karen Cunningham Cipher, a blonde former model. She was charged with trying to extort cash, cards, and a house from Pitino after they had sex in a restaurant banquet after closing time. He was the victim and the star prosecution witness. Pitino took the stand in a slim-fitting dark blue suit, white shirt, and red tie. He was without his usual pocket square. His wife, Joanne, was not in the courtroom. As he began his testimony, the prosecutor, Assistant U.S. Attorney Marissa Ford, asked him to state his profession, and after that formality, invited him to brag a little. It was her way of lifting him back onto his pedestal even as he sat in the witness box. "And you have met with a fair amount of success as a basketball coach, is that correct? We may have members of the jury who are not basketball fans." Pitino responded, "Well, the greatest thing about college basketball is you all start with the same dream. You all start, whether you're ranked number one or ranked number 300, you all have the same dream. That's to make the NCAA tournament at the end of the year. It's called March Madness. It's what we all dream about and look forward to." He explained how the tournament works, 68 teams, a series of single elimination games, all culminating on the third weekend with just four survivors.